Hi, Megan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a recruitment consultant at Tardis Group. I currently oversee the mining resources desk and I specialise in underground mining as well as asset management.
Okay, and which office are you based in?
I'm based in Perth, but okay. I go out into Australia regions as well.
Got you. Okay. Being based in Perth and looking at the mining sector, I'm assuming that's where obviously the majority of the mining business is. Would that be correct?
Yes, correct. There's a lot of mines that have gone open pit and have realised that since they've mined all the gold, they have to all mine all the resources and they have to start going underground. So an example would be the Tropicana, where they would have to go underground, and now that is the Boston Shaker.
Okay, okay. And what kind of, within the mining sector, what areas are you recruiting for? Where are you seeing some demand?
So there's a lot of demand within the production side, so the production engineering and having that like first class miner's ticket, first class underground ticket. So the really big demand is that once, when there wasn't the boom, it really sort of drove students and like people going to uni away from actually doing mining engineering. So there's that real lack for actual production operational engineers in that space. So it's really hard to find those people.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Now, I'm based in Sydney and all I hear is that the mining boom's over. And so is that true? And in terms of recruiting, I guess, is there much hiring still going on out there?
So I would definitely say in the Perth point of view that it's not going down. It's definitely going up. Examples would be such as like BHP and Rio investing like money into the 5-year plan in mining and doing underground mining as well.
Okay.
So the big mining companies investing into the future of mining.
Still
big indicators of the big investments. And the fact that companies are still really trying to find people and are willing to actually work with external recruiters on board
productions. Great. And where is the most demand at the moment you're seeing?
Like within underground?
Within underground.
The most demand would be, honestly, like production engineers or surveyors. Going back to what I first said.
Gotcha. Yeah. Production engineers and surveyors. And are you finding that to be a candidate short market?
Definitely. Not everyone's comfortable, everyone has a higher salary, and the only thing that's really moving them is essentially money. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm. Okay. And are salaries going up or down in the mining sector?
They are going up. Yeah. So, like, it previously, if you go in entering in as if it, like a first year out of university, previously used to be like 80K plus super.
Yep.
And after 2 years, it could jump anywhere to 140.
Wow.
Because there's such a big demand for like engineers, so they're willing to pay 140 plus.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Good. And is there anything else about the mining sector that you find interesting at the moment?
I think what I find really interesting at the very moment is they are willing to find anyone to put in, and the companies that obviously it's only a cart, right? Yeah, cool, nice.
Yeah.
The companies that are always looking for someone who fits not just like any mining engineer, but it's more like cultural fit as well. And those are the companies that people should be going for. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the Perth TARDIS office that's recently been opened.
Yeah, so the Perth TARDIS office has recently been opened. Covers the asset management, diversity, financial side, investment banking, as well as IT and mining resources as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so you offer a lot more than just the mining space. Now, you cover Australia, But my understanding is that there are, you also cover Asia.
Yes.
The team covers Asia
from Perth. So the really good thing about it, the really good thing about it is that we are in the same time zone, so we're readily able enough to call them, people on the phone, and actually talk to them and recruit into Singapore, and Singapore is always looking for Australian talent.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Do you enjoy your job as a recruiter?
I love my job. Yeah, I think there's just something about it. And I don't know, I think the last month I've been able to get in contact with not only female candidates, but female candidates that are pregnant. And they, every time they talk to me, they're like, no one's going to want to take me on or anything like that. And I just hit them with no, that's even better that you're pregnant.
Gotcha.
It's just the way you see people and...
Yeah.
I think that's the big difference between TARDIS and any other recruitment agency.
Sure. Excellent. Well, look, thank you for coming and chatting to us today. And thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheers.
We didn't talk about asset management.